taking, I gave that example once, he wants to take him to the shower, and he doesn't want to take a shower. So you need to tell him, no, but listen, come, I'm just this, and we'll do that. And you saw that truck here. Let's see, that truck is more, and you're dragging him to the shower. He's not aware to that, and you distract his thoughts. So when you do that to him, it's not a bad thing that you do to him. When you want to educate someone, you a lot of times need to explain to him, you need to wrap what that you give him in a colorful way, in a tasty way, in a pleasant way. But always you need to be glued to the purpose. You have something, you need to talk to someone. Do not distract your thoughts from the purpose. Now you need to eat. You need to put your thoughts inside that eating that you eat for Hashem. Now you came to learn. You cannot forget Hashem while you're busy in a sugiyah. You're deep inside the sugiyah and you see Tosfot, and now you decided to check the Ran, the Ritva, the Rif. Okay, no problems. You decided to check the Maharsha on it. You're not allowed to forget Hashem during that time. You're not allowed to forget the fact that Hashem Yitzvarach commanded you to learn Torah now, and that you just fulfill your obligation. And don't be arrogant to think that you have something in your hand, because for that you've been created. For that you've been created. You're created to learn Torah. You've been created to stand and to pray. You're allowed to forget Hashem Yitzvarach when you stand and you pray. When you have salvations, when you have happiness, joy in your life, you have success, you whatever you have, you need to remember Hashem Yitzvarach always. This is what Rabbeinu is saying, that the person needs to be baki. You know that, very good, very strong. When you climb, when you succeed, you need to remember that all of your success is coming only from Hashem. And when a person is falling down, he needs to remember that down is also from Hashem. What it means from Hashem? What? Hashem pushed you down, Hashem wants you to be down, Hashem wants you to be low, chas v'shalom. You cannot be. So what? Hashem's got downs also. Hashem is in the exile also. The malchut nebcha leminut, the kingship becomes to be thoughts against Hashem. People don't believe in Hashem. The Shechina is in the exile. When you were in the exile, when you were far from Kedusha, from holiness, and you were walking, Hashem was with you. You remember that Hashem was with you. So Hashem was with you where? In the exile. So Hashem is in the exile. Shochen itam betoch tumatam. Inside the most contaminated places, Hashem Yitzvarach is there. Hashem Yitzvarach nimtza itcha. The brave people, the warriors, are the people that remember Hashem Yitzvarach while they're fighting. And they don't let themselves to forget. No matter what they're going through, a soldier running alone in the battlefield, and he's all alone, and all of his unit, all of his soldiers, all of his friends are behind him. But he knows, he's got that memory that he's there for Am Israel, and for sure his commander is going to come to rescue him. This is how it goes. This is how it goes. If not, if you find yourself alone in the battlefield, and all your friends, they left you, and the commander, he forgot you, and they're all home, and they're all... So you don't have powers to fight anymore. There were soldiers in Vietnam that were fighting for 20 years after the war finished, because they were sure that the war continued. It gave them power to survive, to continue to fight. There were no enemies anymore, there were just... But the power of that memory, my commander is waiting for me, I have to... Even that it was a mistake, even that it was all wrong, it doesn't matter. The power of a person depends in the one that sends him to go. If you're alone and there is no tachlid, there is no purpose, so what did you do? So why to do it? This is why people from the other world, from the world of the chiloni, the secular world, they're changing. One day he wants to be a swimmer, and the next day he decides to be a baseball player, and then he's going to develop a career to be a lawyer, and then he changes his mind, and suddenly he's gay. What are you going to do? What are you going to tell him? He's right! Except to love him, to understand him, to hug him, to tell him I love you, I'm sorry. One day Hashem is going to open your eyes. What can you do? Can you talk to him about it? He doesn't have purpose in life. And he's looking for something, so everything that looks nice and neat and shiny and glowing, so let's try. Because he doesn't have the emptiness inside is filling him. He's full with emptiness. He doesn't have nothing in his life. What are you going to tell him? Can you blame him? It's wrong. What When I told you that I think once students are changing, so but every story is new, even though the time Baruch Hashem stuck on repeat, like you said. But what can we do? First time I took all of my courage in the beginning of my tshuva and I dragged myself to a mikveh, charedi mikveh. And what to do when I was before of my tshuva? I made big tattoos on my body, Baruch Hashem. Like Rabbeinu said, I had a nice body and I was ruining it. What can I do? I had a nice body and I ruined it. What can I say? And it was so hard for me to remove my shirt in the mikveh. It was so hard for me. But I took all of my powers and I decided, today I'm going to charedi mikveh, to regular mikveh, not lakes anymore, not springs anymore. I'm going to the mikveh. This is it. And I went to the mikveh and I just took my shirt off. Boy, boy, boy. There was a charedi person with a mouth like that. And he's screaming, why have you done that? Lama sita etze? Lama sita etze? What? Wow, I don't understand, and who is shouting, and what? And suddenly I realized he's talking to me, and I switched, changed colors, like the of Rabbeinu. All colors I went through, all of the rainbow. I told him, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know. How can you blame a person that didn't know? He didn't know. You just wanted to look strong to other people going to like you. Well, I was stupid, like every stupid person. I'm still stupid. What can you do? You're looking for honor. You're looking for respect, for success, that people are going to like you, that the women are going to like you. They're all imaginations. This is what we had. This is what I had. I'm not ashamed. This is, if I'm going to be ashamed, if I'm going to hide it, it's going to disappear. I was empty. I had a spark inside of me that told me all of the time that it's wrong, something is wrong, you're not enjoying it, why are you doing it, why you keep on doing it, why you keep on drinking all of those headaches and hangovers, and why are you smoking and you forget so much, and why are you going and dating and going to pubs and sitting and wasting hours and nights and days and life, and for what? A friend of mine told me once, we were sitting in a pub, he told me, another evening of burning clothes. What he meant? He meant you burn that clothes. Why? Because you cannot wear it tomorrow. Because tomorrow people are going to look at another night of burning clothes. Ah, you cannot wear that outfit again tomorrow. This is it. You burned that outfit. This is it. You lost that suit. And nothing came out. Oh, Laila shel srefat bgadim, burned our clothes again. Okay. We're dedicating the shi'ur לעילוי נשמעת חיה לאבת חנה מלכה אמן So how can you blame a person? But no, everything that you're going through, believe in it, understand it. The person been created in the shape of God. David Shlomo Katz told me that yesterday night. Betzelem Elokim, what that goes on with people, it's Hashem Yitbarach himself. When you look at people, you see Hashem. Look at it, you're going to understand it. Hashem is us. We are Hashem. Hashem is the Torah. The Torah is us. Us, we are the Torah. We are Hashem. Everything is one. All those three things are one. What it means? Hashem Yitbarach got emptiness also. When Hashem got emptiness, when Hashem wants to create something, He's moving Himself to the sides. And He's creating an open space, an empty space, Chalal HaPanui. That's the secret of the Chalal HaPanui. He removed Himself to the sides, and over there you have darkness. You have emptiness. You don't have nothing. You have a black hole over there that is swallowing everything, and everything disappears over there, and you cannot put your finger on nothing. There is nothing there. And then what Hashem is doing, He's sending a beam of light into that center of that emptiness and starts to create. And one part attaches the other and connects to the other one. And slowly, slowly, first of all you have Eben Hashtia, and after it, Jerusalem, and after it, Eretz Israel. And then the world being created. The Gemara is explaining that process of creation. First of all, a beam of light into the darkness of your life. This is what if you need to do. Those are the good points that Rabbeinu was talking about them. You need to find a good point and to work on that and to develop that point and to keep on pushing forward with that point. And it's going to create. It's going to create something inside of you. It will not going to create something outside. Your inside going to illuminate outside, and then it's going to create in other people's hearts. And people are going to look at you and they're going to find Hashem and they're going to say, hey, Ashrei Rabo Shelimdo Torah, praiseworthy is that rabbi that taught him Torah. I want to be like him. His manners, his behavior, his attributes, amazing. I want to learn from him. I spoke with a person last week over the phone about real estate. I was talking to him less than 5 minutes. I wasn't saying nothing. Maybe, Baruch Hashem, Bezrat Hashem, I wasn't talking to him, Chizuk, nothing. Not a drop of what that we have here in 5 minutes. I was talking to him about real estate. He finished the conversation with me and told me, I wish to have a conversation with you every day. I just hear your voice, I'm getting stronger. I don't know what you have in your voice. Every word that you say, give me power to want to serve Hashem. Where is it coming from? Where is it coming from? From an inner work. From an inner work. Today I spoke with a friend of mine. I told him, I'm going so many big difficulties in my life. He told me, how do you think that your rabbi grew so much, developed so much? How? Because he was eating ice cream. He was eating cakes. Because he was suffering a lot. But he was getting over every difficulty and keep on putting the next step and the next step and the next step and the next step and not giving up. And not giving up. And what happens? When that wave is coming at you, when those difficulties are coming at you, all of those constrictions, all of those darknesses, and they're coming, and what they're trying to do? To reject you, right? To push you away, to reject you from holiness, reject you from the yeshiva, reject you from the Shahid Bodidut, reject you from Jerusalem, reject you from Eretz Yisrael. Why? For what it's coming? If you're going to be solid in your purpose, to be strong in what that you want to achieve, no winds in the world can uproot you. No waves, no tsunami in the world, no storms in the world is going to remove you from your place, because you're going to be stubborn. And you're going to stand and going to hold yourself to the purpose. What's going to happen? You're still going to be hit. You're still going to be harmed. So what's going to happen by those? It's going to remove all of your husks. All of your physicality is going to be removed from you. And you're going to stay a spiritual being. Your will is going to stay in its place. Because nothing can stand against your will. When you have a strong will, nothing can move you. Nothing will move you. Nothing. And all of your fear is going to remove, because you're going to see, hey, I've been attacked once, I've been attacked twice, I've been attacked third time, fifth time, 20th time. Nothing can hurt me. Nothing. Hashem is with me. And I'm going to learn from that. To strengthen my powers, and to continue to do the things that I saw success from those points, and the Bodidut helped me, from that I'm not moving, and even if you're going to forget it, don't worry, Rabbeinu is going to remind you. Rabbeinu is going to remind you. Like they told me in the beginning when I was in the yeshiva, if you will not going to walk to the field, you're going to crawl to the field. And in the end, I crawled to the field. They brought me walking on foot to the field. I came, I was begging the Hashem Barach when I first came to the field. To the field you're going to come. Rabbeinu said that Kadosh Baruch Hu will not going to do that to me, to take one of my people before he's going to complete all of his tikkun. Before I'm going to bring him to his purpose. What's that? Complete faith. Complete faith. Complete faith. That you know that everything that you have, not only that you received it from Hashem Yitzbarach himself, also you received it from your rabbi, spiritually. The merit is coming from one generation to the other, and from that other to the next. And you can be the next chain. Believe in yourself. You can be a chain in that holy chain. You can be a link in that holy chain. You can bring Torah to the masses, to thousands of people, to the nations. You can be light. You can be a lighthouse. You can illuminate the world with your prayers and with your deeds, with your good deeds, with your Limud HaTorah, with your Apatzah. You don't know. You don't know what you can do in the world. If you're going to have Siyata Dishmaya, help from heaven. You think that the righteous people are the most powerful people in the world? They're the most talented people in the world? No. You can look a little bit on pictures, on portraits of righteous people. You see, you're not talking about supermodels. You're not talking about... You're talking about simple people. Everyone is different than the other. That one was tall. That one was short. That one was blonde. That one was dark. That one was this. That one, that. He was fat. He was thin. He was suffering a lot. He was very rich. So there is no rule. There is no such thing that you can say, that's the method, that's the shita. Except of one thing, the will. You're all dedicated to the purpose, to their own purpose, what did they realize that Hashem wants from them? Rashi put all of his life on one thing. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai put all of his life, risked all of his life, all of his guarantees, all of what that he had, on a different thing. Rav Nachman Ibreslev was working on a different term at all, totally something else. It's like the sun. When it illuminates rays are going 360 degrees to all directions. The light is the same light, but it illuminates from all of our mouths, from all of our eyes, from all of our deeds, to all directions. And you can illuminate on a certain place, and you're going to illuminate in a different place. And this is how we're going to illuminate in all of the wide world. No person in the world can illuminate to the whole world, but a person can be a chain, a person can be a pipe, a person can be another layer. It can all come through Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol to Rabbi Akiva, and then Rabbi Akiva can give it all to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai can give it all to his student, and that student to that student, and on and on and on. But it's been changed. When it's been changed? When Rabbeinu said, we're doing something new that wasn't exist until today, and that thing is student that makes students, and the chain been changed. It was one link after the other. Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh gave it to Rabbi Chaim Vital, and this is it. But in Breslev, we have a new Kabbalah. We received it. That every generation has twice as many than the ones before. If Rav Shalom now got thousands of students, we're going to have millions of students. If we have millions of students, our students are going to have millions. This is it. It's going to finish. This is how it goes. Because Rabbeinu gave it to Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan took it and spread it. And this is it. And when Rabbi Natan gave it, so it's true, we can say, Rabbi Natan gave it to Rabbi Avram ben Rabbi Nachman Mitulchim, Rabbi Nachman Mitulchim to Rabbi Avram ben Rabbi Nachman. When he gave it to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak to... You know what happened from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender? Hundreds of students already. How many the main student of Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender you have today? You have Rav Kenning, you have the Maharosh, you have Rav Shalom, you have Rav Berland, you have all of those guys in the shul, you have the children of Rav Shmuel Shapira, and this is it. So you don't have one. And now you can say, okay, so from Rav Berland, okay, but what with all of the students of Rabbi Kenning? You're going to erase them? You think that they don't have wisdom? You think that they haven't received what they received? So this is it, so admit. It's not that tradition that we had before, one is handing to the other, and this is it. It's not like that anymore. So you will not going to be Ari HaKadosh? Okay. Is it new for you that you're not going to be the Ari HaKadosh? It's worth it. So, Baruch Hashem, we learned something. You are not going to be the Ari HaKadosh. Okay, so you learned something. Not all of the Kabbalah going to come through you to the next generation. Okay. Are you disappointed? You disappointed? You ever thought that maybe it might be? It's not supposed to. Why? You're so hungry. You're so hungry that you need to eat all of the cake all alone. What? That slice that you can have is not enough for you. Really, look at that slice. You can have thousands of students. You can have millions of people enjoying from your life. It's not enough for you. Why? You're so hungry. You need to eat to swallow the world. Why? You tried that before of your tshuva, right? You already tried to swallow the world before of your tshuva. It's not working. It's not the right way. The right way is to be humble. To be humble. Samech bechelko, happy in his share. share, it's a slice, share, it's not complete. Chelek Hashem Amo. The share of the nation of Am Yisrael, it's Hashem. Hashem is your share. When you're going to be happy in your slice, that it's not a small slice at all, you're going to find Hashem Itbarach in there, then you connect yourself to infinity. Then there is no size to your slice. To your share there is no size, no limit. No one can measure that. The world to come is infinity, is endless. Nachala belimet sarim. The land that you're going to receive is with no borders. You're going to receive Nachala Beli Meitzarim, with no borders. We cannot paint it, we cannot illustrate it to ourselves at all, we cannot explain it to ourselves. You're going to have a share in the world to come. Chelek Ba'olam Haba. What it means? Part of infinity. You that learn physicality, you know physica, you know that you cannot say Chelek La'olam Haba, part of infinity. It's not something that you can say. There is no part to infinity. Between two points, you can make another one, and then it's spread, and you can make another one, and another one, and it's infinity. So you can have infinity. Just what? You need to accept the constrictions in this world. When you accept the limitations of this world, you work the work, the effort of Avodat HaMidot, Midot its attributes, and measurements. You accept both of those things today. What it means, attributes, that you know how to stop yourself when you're angry. You want to explode, but you stop. You want to talk, gossip, lashon hara, but you stop. You have borders. You know how to constrict yourself, how to stop yourself. This is Avodat HaMidot. Measurements, amounts. You know how much to learn, how much to pray, how much to talk, with who, and on what, and what to say, and how to think. This is a clean person. Ezeu Gibor, who is that hero? Hero is Midat Adin, it's judgment. Akovesh et Yitzro, the one that knows how to conquer himself. When you do that and you accept the Taryag Mitzvot, 613 obligations, Mitzvot, you accept that this is what you need to do, and not something else, whatever you want. Not drinking coconut juice in Hawaii. You're not allowed to. It's not kosher. It's not allowed. Or you accept it? Okay. Now you can drink the liquids from the world to come. If you get rid of the will to enjoy from this world, you can enjoy spiritual satisfaction. That you cannot compare it at all to the satisfactions of this world. Me, I'm walking for a complete week. Everything that I'm eating, I feel a taste of bitterness in my mouth. I don't know what's going on with me. Everything that I'm eating, I feel bitterness. Not my saliva. I don't know what's going on. Everything I'm tasting is bitter. Everything. I'm saying to myself in my tshuva, I'm saying, Hashem, what do you want? Okay, let's talk about it. For sure, it makes me eat less. It's not so tasty like it was before. It's bitter. Everything I'm eating is bitter. So, okay. I understand. Maybe that's the direction. But what's the conclusion? What's the hint? What's the message that you want to... So I said, all right, let's define it. Let's say, what do you feel? And from that, you're going to learn what Hashem wants to tell you. Simple. David HaMelech is saying, "Mibesari echezeh eloka." From my flesh, I'm going to be able to see Hashem. So, it has to be simple. I can see my flesh. This is what Hashem wants to say. Something simple. So, from everything that I'm eating, I feel bitterness. This is it. This is the answer. You don't need to search anymore. This is it. If you eat too much, if you're not eating the minimum that you need, so you just have extra bitterness in your life. This is it. So eat less. Eat what that you need to eat. This is the message. You don't need to be a genius. You just make it simple. What do I feel that it's not good for me? I told you, when I was eating dairy, I had horrible stomach aches. I went, I spoke with a person, a doctor, I talked to him about it. He told me, and you don't understand that it's not good for you? It's so hard to get this. It's not good for you. What? No, but what, you like pizza? Okay, tough luck, but it's not good for you. So you can choose pizza or good. You can choose to eat or to have good taste in your mouth. So you're going to choose. It's simple. לעבודת השם, רבנו סד, עיקר היהדות, the main way to serve Hashem in Judaism, it's בתמימות ופשיטות.
Simplicity.
Simplicity. Hashem, what's the message? Ah, I need to do 6 hours on that. You're not going to know the conclusion after 6 hours also. If really you want to know the truth, it's written. It's under your nose. It's in your heart. You don't need to climb. You don't need to reach the heights. It's simple. Every time that you're eating too much, that you eat things that are not good for you, so it tastes bitter. It's not good for you. So okay, that's the message. It's very simple. But to have those simple understandings, for that you need to purify yourself. You need to work on yourself. Because before of that, you're distracted with tons of imaginations. No, but I want to eat, but I want to drink, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm tired. All of those are imaginations. It's not, what, Hashem, what do you want? When you ask Hashem, what do you want? You can come to the answer. And it's a simple answer. Always. Always simple answer. Why? Because Hashem is talking to you. And He wants you to understand. So it's going to be simple. So just look. Look to the simplicity of life. Just look. What Hashem wants from me. This is why Rabbeinu said, when a person is walking in the market, when he's walking in the street, and suddenly he's got Yirurei Tshuva, thoughts of Tshuva, Rabbeinu said, don't move from that place. You sit in a certain place, you sit in a certain yeshiva, you listen to a certain rabbi, you learn from a certain book, and you see that you're doing Tshuva by that. Don't move. Don't move. This is the place for you. Get it. You don't get it? That it's good for you? Like that it's simple to get it, that something is bad for you, because another night you're frustrated, another day you were broken vessel, another day you were crying, another day you felt like you don't have no words at all to express your emotions. Okay, so you got it. So you decided to do tshuva. Wonderful. Now you were in minus, you were in debt, and Hashem brought you to the place of positive, of kedusha, of holiness. Now you can also recognize things in the holy land, in the holy ground, in the holy area. Okay, that is nice group. I can communicate with them. I feel comfortable between them. I feel connected. This is a nice book, Likutei Moharan. I learn a lot from it, even though the rabbi almost doesn't read from it. But and you get it. And you get it. This is what the Hashem wants from you. So you commit yourself to that. You add more prayers to it. Hashem, let me be a partner. Let me have a share. Let me to be solid and strong in that. Let me to help. Let me to be part of it. I love it. I like it. Give me the merit. I need merit to stay here. We need merit. Each and every one of us need merit to stay here. It's not simple. We're talking about holiness, the holy chariot of Hashem Yitbarach that is flying so high. You need Hashem to want you there. So you need to beg. Please Hashem, I'm not worthy, I'm not deserved, but I want you. Please have mercy on me. Out of your loving kindness, love me, hug me, hold me, keep me, save me. And Hashem is answering the prayers. Don't give up. Keep on pushing forward. Hashem, kuchabrichu livabai, wants your heart. The heart is the will. He wants your will. Say, I want. I'm still not able to, but I want. And come again and say, I want. I want, it's strong. When you say, I want, it's strong. It's very strong. Hashem likes that prayer very much. Hashem, I want. I want to be holy. I want to guard my eyes. I want to guard my eyes. I want to learn Torah. That's truth. It's not a lie. Those are words of truth. And words of truth, Rabbeinu is saying in Torah Aleph in Likutei Moharan, are carving signs, letters inside the heart of the one that you're asking him. When you ask with truth, that chen becomes to be nachat, been carved on the heart of the one that you receive your prayers. When you're talking words of truth, say, Hashem, I want you. I want to have a heart. I want to pray. I want to be holy. I want to guard my eyes. Those words entering inside to the holiness of Kodesh HaKodeshim and more and higher than that. You're reaching the source of life. You cancel yourself to unity, to one. Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Melech. Thank you. Azakubo.